Want me to tell you about Disney?
Yeah. How about
Well,
Spider-Man?
Marvel Spider-Man is like there's like a spin they replaced Marvel Spider-Man is a replacement series for the Ultimate Spider-Man, which is on Disney XD, and basically it's like going from the story of how Peter Parker became a hero, starting with those shorts and little shorts on Disney XD showing why Peter Parker basically became a superhero, a Spider-Man, and how he developed a suit, and basically we get introduced to whole new heroes like.
Yo, we are good, man. I'm doing more of them.
So what?
I nothing, nothing. Talk.
Oh, sorry. Basically, we actually get there's actually a whole new series with whole new superheroes like Spider-Gwen, and we also get a Miles Morales. And,
Okay.
yeah, Spider. Sp it's like Sp Miles Morales is supposed to be the new Spider-Man. First off, before I continue, I would like to thank the person who gladly decided to join me for that short time discussing Marvel Spider-Man. Now, like I said to my person I record with, Marvel Spider-Man is like technically the replacement for Ultimate Spider-Man, which was another TV series that ran for like 5 years. Because we got a whole new voice cast. And I won't reveal the names of the voice cast for Marvel's Spider-Man. But I do know Ultimate Spider-Man, Drake Bell voiced Peter Parker, also known as Spider-Man. And this alternate and this new Marvel Spider-Man, we are actually introduced to like some very, very new heroes, like for example, Gwen Stacy, aka Spider-Gwen. She inherits this power after some toxic gas gives everybody spider powers, and we also got Miles Morales, aka Spider-Man, the other Spider-Man, or Spider Kid, as it said in the place where I looked it up. And basically, what I'm saying is, this Miles Morales is actually, I looked this up. Miles Morales is actually from an alternate Spider-Verse where Peter Parker passes away after a major battle with the Green Goblin. And in this series, we actually are introduced. Like Miles Morales and Peter Parker are actually working together, like in Ultimate Spider-Man. Miles Morales didn't come from an alternate dimension. My apologies for my sore throat and all. My apologies for my voice and all. Basically, what I'm saying is, I've watched some of the episodes. It's really good, and Disney XD has done really well handling the series. I can't wait to see what season 2 has in store because they did renew it earlier this year for a second season. I'm happy, I'm very glad to see how far this series goes. By far. And I'm hoping it goes far, and I hope it goes far, I know it will go far. Because, that's. Spider-Man is a really good superhero, by far. Spider-Man is also a teenager. Sorry about that. Spider-Man's a teenager. And, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the second season and all that. Sorry. Sorry about my voice. It's not 100% right now. This is came to me after I decided. I just watched like a while ago. I watched an episode of Marvel Spider-Man. I decided, hey, why don't I make a series? Why don't I make a video podcast about that? I said, sorry for my voice. Give me a second. I'll be right back. That's better. That's better. Okay. Sorry about that. Basically, Marvel Spider-Man. It's like surrounding on this alternate universe where Peter Parker, Miles Morales, Gwen Stacy. We also got Norman Osborn and Harry Osborn. All in the same series. Because, why wouldn't we have a Norman Osborn? He's Green Goblin, for crying out loud. Basically, we also got introduced to a character who is, was related to Sandman. And Sandman's daughter. And, unfortunately, Sandman's daughter took her own father out. And her father felt bad for what she did to, what happened to her. And, I'm talking about bombshells, right? You're right? Basically saying, Marvel Spider-Man, great job. I'm looking forward to season 2. Because season 1 was spot on, amazing. Because, Amazing Spider-Man, right? Amazing Spider-Man got me, like, his webs. Basically, Marvel Spider-Man is, like, combine parts of the Spider-Verse into one big universe. Which is this TV series. Enough said. Okay, that's all the time I have for this episode. Remember to follow me on Instagram at Matt Avery Barrendale, Twitter Matt Avery Disney, and also to follow my YouTube channel, Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery. And remember, keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery. I'll see you in the next episode.